George Conway Jabs Trump Mental Health, Commit Him to Walter Reed. By Joshua Kaplan on June 26, 2019. Attorney George Conway, the husband of White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, called on President Donald Trump to be committed to a hospital in his latest attack on the president's mental state. Replying to a clip of President Trump's Wednesday interview with Fox Business News, Conway tweeted that White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney should immediately transport the president to Walter Reed Army Medical Center. In a wide-ranging interview with host Maria Bartiromo, President Trump opined on multiple topics, including the 2020 Democrat presidential primary, social media censorship, China trade, and special counsel Robert Mueller's report on now debunked collusion between his 2016 campaign and Russia. Conway's remark came in direct response to President Trump accusing Mueller of deleting emails between fired FBI agent Peter Strzok and Bureau attorney Lisa Page, who he blasted as the two pathetic lovers. "The two lovers, the two pathetic lovers, those two lovebirds," the president said of Strzok and Page. "Robert Mueller, they worked for him. They had texts back and forth. Mueller terminated them illegally. He terminated the emails. He terminated all of the stuff between Strzok and Page. He terminated them. They're gone. That's illegal. That's a crime." Conway, a longtime Republican lawyer who was once under consideration for a position at the Department of Justice, has previously suggested that President Trump suffers from narcissistic personality disorder. In March, the Trump critic tweeted images of the cover of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, along with two pages detailing narcissistic personality disorder and antisocial personality disorder. The DSM describes a NPD sufferer as someone who displays a pervasive pattern of grandiosity, in fantasy or behavior, need for admiration, lack of empathy, which may begin by early adulthood. The manual describes the latter condition as a pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others, occurring since age 15. The month prior, Conway called for a serious inquiry into the president's condition of mind. Conway co-founded and organized last November with the objective of encouraging conservative lawyers to speak out against the Trump administration. "We believe in the rule of law, the power of truth, the independence of the criminal justice system, the imperative of individual rights and the necessity of civil discourse," reads the mission statement of the group Check and Balances. "We believe these principles apply regardless of the party or persons in power." President Trump has dismissed the lawyers' repeated criticisms as a ploy to attract publicity for himself. George Conway, often referred to as Mr. Kellyanne Conway by those who know him, is very jealous of his wife's success and angry that I, with her help, didn't give him the job he so desperately wanted, Trump wrote in March tweet. "I barely know him, but just take a look, a stone-cold loser and husband from hell."